No, but I should because...
I'm surprised you hadn't heard of Jim Powers because I know the name. And I don't even watch that much porn, but I've heard the name.
Ever hear of Bukkake?
Please. She heard Bukkake. She lives it almost every night.
Hardy har. Yes.
Yes. No, no, but you've heard of Bukkake, right?
Although, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Of course not. There's not. But I was responsible for basically bringing it to America way back when.
When was this?
Fuck, when was that? In the 90s at one point, somebody brought this tape, and look what they're doing in Japan. So.
I was going to say, was just
it was a Japanese thing. Yeah. It was only in Japan, and we made it the very first ones. That's why it was American Bukkake.
No wonder you're the king of romance. And then you brought Bukkake to the United States.
Yeah, you
it was big like in Thailand and Southeast Asia.
Yeah, it was always going on out there, but in America it wasn't out. Find a Bukkake before American Bukkake came.
I'm scrolling down your I'm scrolling down your IMDb page trying to see the first Bukkake video. Maybe it wasn't Safari Jane, Pussy Tales. No, that's so that we're talking mid 90s, late 90s. You've done 700 movies. Over 700 movies.
Probably about 3,000. Barely any I've done are even on there.
How long have you had your band?
Well, we were originally together like 82. I'm an old punker from the late 70s. I was my first band was like 19.
I was going to ask about My Black Ass.
I played the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever heard of the band called Pissant?
We're through the 90s. Early 2000.
Pissant.
Hold on. No, I knew Piss Belly from the early 90s.
Yeah.
We played with Red Ants. We played with Texas Terry a lot. And
the Horseheads. What was it?
I ended up with a lot of Texacala's musicians with our drummer, Johnny Hell.
Okay, now we're boring Rose Red. Rose, now.
That's her mother she's talking to.
Okay,
also.
I'm sorry.
It's not my mother.
I'm sorry. I was going to talk about my favorite whore, and you guys are talking about punk rock. Now, Rose Red, now I know about him, and it's very easy to research Jim Powers, and we have some mutual friends, and I've known them. You're not as well known as like Seymour Butts or somebody like that, but. People, I mean, if you've been to a video store at some time in the last 20 years, you've seen the name.
Well, my movies are much better than his. So, no, I've been around. I just keep a low profile. I'm not,
because there are some directors that are like, they're on, you know, they're on the cover of their videos and sunglasses, and they're like the big thing. You're just, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Like we're really watching porn for, you know, Martin Scorsese, like, camera angles, you know?
Yeah, I figured out a long time ago, nobody buys it for me, so.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know, I'll make movies. My name doesn't even go on most of the stuff I do.
Right. But it goes on enough. I mean, people know, and Jim Powers... Now, there's a wrestler that was named Jim Powers.
Yeah, there was.
So there was some confusion there. Would you name yourself after the wrestler? Or?
No, I named myself after... I used to work for a penny stock firm called Powers Securities.
Oh, wow.
And we went under... God, this was 1989 or whatever year it was.
Right,
I took that name, you know, when I became a pornographer in 1990.
Right.
I'm going to be Jim Powers.
Right.
So
the company just loved that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was one of those like, fuck you. And the company goes under, they owe me my last paycheck.
They're bankrupt.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Oh, wait, and you've done some videos under the pseudonym Mimo Nasty.
Well, I was, yes, and also.
These are all black videos, I'm assuming.
I had a bunch of black names. I was Cool Breeze G, Mimo Nasty. I was Sweet Daddy J. I probably made, I don't know, 600 black movies.
Did you paint your face?
I did the whole Bootylicious series.
I see it right here, Black Knockers, Bootylicious. Now, let me ask you.
Black Knockers, I believe I did 70 volumes of that.
Black Codes.
70. Oh, my God.
Times
that's
four.
A lot of black knockers.
That's 280 girls.
Person.
That's 520 black knockers.
Yeah.
I can do math.
Yeah.
Real fast when you talk about tits. But I had a comedian I was doing a show, and he cracked me up because he talked about the difference between white porn and black porn, and there is. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, some are black people and some are white.
No, but he said that black porn is just, I'm trying to think. He had some real funny line because I've seen some bad black porn. And it's
that was probably me. Yeah.
I mean, just anyway, I'll stop there. I don't want to start a race right on the show. But Rose Red, who's not black, she's very.
I'm very pale.
You're very pale, and you're just getting into the industry.
Yeah, I'm pretty new. I've been doing it full time for about 4.5, going on 5 months now.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Orlando, Florida. I'm still based out of there. I just come out to LA occasionally whenever I find the time.
We were talking in the lobby, and she comes from one of those like real nice Truman Show like super
suburbs.
Sort of like nice Florida like little subcommunities.
Yeah,
so you're rebelling against normalness.
I wouldn't even say rebelling. I'm finally doing what I actually enjoy to do. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, I don't care.
And it's funny because I did extensive.
Might as well get paid for it, right?
Yeah, I'm like,
extensive.
Like, I'm a dirty slut my personal life, so why not get paid for it? Like,
absolutely.
I had a friend that's what she said because she was sleeping with all these rock stars anyway. So she goes, I might as well get paid.
Your friend. Wink, wink. But Rose, I was doing extensive research on you this week,
as
I tend to do with my female guests. Josie will tell I do a lot of research. And it's not, I mean, you don't have an IMDb page
yet.
No,
I don't.
You don't, but you have Instagram and you do have Tumblr and you do have Twitter.
Yes.
And first off, the picture that you showed on Instagram today, I studied for hours. It was a picture of her fingering herself.
Instagram.
And the hashtag was insatiable, are you?
Yeah, I'm
you could show that on
really
Instagram.
Bad. As long as as long as you can't see all the bits and pieces, it's just my hand in my pants and like my bra pulled up so you can just see the underboob, like no nipple. As long as there's no genitals on Instagram, they won't take it down.
Have you been warned or deleted?
I've had one picture taken off of Instagram, but that's because it was of my ass and I didn't have underwear on, whatever. Stupid. Oh,
whatever.
You couldn't see anything. I have a great butt, and I like to show it off. So
I will attest to that. And,
that's
you do.
Silly.
Yes. Oh, she's got a great butt. But now you've the thinnest thongs possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her on the cover. She's on the back. But the thinnest thongs possible.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yes. So there's a lot of if you're looking for yes. Is that Rose Red Model on
Twitter? Yes. @RoseRedModel.
@RoseRedModel. Okay. And the other thing is, you like to show your feet too, and we get into a lot of feet talk. And here's what I was confused by:
people like my feet. I don't get it. I've always been told I have ugly feet.
Really?
Until I got into porn.
Yeah. Well, I can't really comment on your feet. I'm not really a foot guy, but they're all right. Yeah. I mean, the five toes, arch and heel, it's all there. Mm-hmm. But
it's probably like one of the most common fetishes. That's why everyone's
like, that. We've had some people on the show.
Let me see your feet. I'm like, okay.
Your feet look cute.
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah, but the thing is, you posted one of your feet, and this is what I was confused by, because I'm not a foot fetish guy. Maybe Jim is. I don't know. Are you in a feet?
I'm not a foot guy, but I mean, I can appreciate a good foot.
Wrinkled soles was the hashtag. Is there a fetish for wrinkled soles?
Yes. Oh. People just... one of the things. They like it when you crunch your feet and your arches together, and you can see all the little wrinkles in your feet. I don't...
Really?
Yeah.
How do you discover something like this?
I do foot fetish clips.
It's like a Sharpay or something. They want it all wrinkled.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you meet a Jim Powers? How do you get into this?
How do you get into porn?
Yes. I'm thinking of doing that myself.
Well, I don't know if I have the typical story, but I started to explore bondage in my personal life.
Mm.
So I like getting tied up. I know. I like getting tied up. I like getting suspended. And
Mark's like,
wheels are turning.
So my rope partner was like, let's go to this photo shoot. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we go. I meet my manager in Florida there. And he's like, originally I was just going to do modeling. He's like, oh my God, you need to do porn. Please do porn. Just do porn. I was like, I'm so fucking turned on. Just do porn. Because at the time, I wasn't doing anything sexual at the photo shoot, but my partner was caning me. He was like hitting me with a bamboo stick, and I was so turned on by it. And he's like, if I got dick in you, like, you would be amazing. So, like, he kind of convinced me to do it. And
you know, when I say that to girls, it never works.
Yeah.
But you're on a bondage shoot, and so he's like, get into porn, and you're like, okay.
I was hesitant at first just because... I don't know. I was like, well, my family is going to see it, and my family means a lot to me, and I don't want them to hate me. So
your family watches a lot of porn?
No, they don't watch a lot of porn, but, well, actually, they might. My sisters and I are actually all pretty open, and then my dad gets, like, magazines.
Oh, you've got sisters.
I have three sisters.
Redheads?
No. We're actually all different. Like, the oldest has, like, really tight black curly hair because her mom's half Colombian and the other one's a brunette and then I'm a redhead and then my youngest sister's blonde. Like, we're just...
So dad got around.
Got around.
No, exactly, like, most of us are from the same mom. I don't know. We just got a lot of different genes thrown in the mix.
Go ahead, Josie.
Nothing.
Okay. Jim, so how were you made aware of Rose Red?
He was my very first shoot, the first time I ever came out to L.A.
Right. I just found that I didn't know I was her first shoot. So.
Yeah, you were the that day I got in. I flew in that day.
Didn't you come in my office or something? Oh, wait, nope. You know what?
I think I was I replaced the girl that canceled or something.
Right, some girl canceled and her agent sent me a picture of her. I go, she's hot. Get her over here.
Yeah.
That's how I met her. And she's amazing at anal. She's known for anal. In fact, that's what your mother's worried about. All she's worried about
is her asshole's
going to fall out from all the anal.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think of her, since you've got so much experience with American Bukkake 1 through 7, Gag Factor.
No, we did American. See, that's what I mean.
Liquid Gold.
We shot 40 Bukkakes alone, I believe. And Bukkake begat the spinoff Gokin. And then we also
What's Gokin?
Swallow. That's where they would swallow. Because what happens, a lot of these series would spin off from other things. It was like the Simpsons.
Right.
Bukkake came from the Simpsons, from the perverted stories. We used to do perverted stories and spin off characters.
I've seen all the Simpsons and I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it's just like it.
Maybe next year.
Well, the Simpsons actually was spun off from, what was that TV show it was on? It was on a show.
The Tracy Ullman show.
That was it.
Right.
So perverted stories, we'd make the characters and try out something and spin them off.
Right.
And that's where a lot of stuff came from. Right. But anyway, Gokin was for the ones that would swallow.
Right.
And they'd get an extra $100 if they swallow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, now I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Year was this?
This was, I'm showing 99, 2000s.
Yeah, pretty much the entire decade. Like the Gokin was, we'd cook up the cum and make an omelet out of it or something.
No!
Or do a cum burrito and I'd have mariachis performing because I'd get sometimes 120 guys coming.
Wait a second.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's weird thing about cum.
He's like, yeah, duh.
Yeah, when you cook it too, it's like it cooks up just like an egg.
How did you find that out?
It has a certain smell to it.
An egg white, I'm assuming.
It's a trial. You need a lot of cum, but it cooks out all the impurities. I mean, it's probably pretty healthy for you. It's just protein.
I mean, it is protein, yeah.
So, Rose, at your shoot, did you have some of Jim's craft service?
No.
Our first shoot, I shot you in an anal scene.
Yeah, it was anal.
And Christian was pulling her up into a full anal Nelson and everything. I'm like, this girl, I just fell in love with her. She's amazing.
Is that like a full Nelson, like wrestling?
Yeah, like
wrestling
move. Behind my head.
I know Christian. He's a big dude.
He's
a triathlete.
Who fucks her in this?
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the guy I'm on top of in the split. Yeah.
Well, actually, since you're saying this, I think it's about time if Mindy's ready, and Mindy hasn't seen this, so this is going to be a treat for her and the audience. This is the trailer for Yoga for Lovers, and we're going to talk about some yoga and some other stuff coming up. So this will give you an idea of what's to come. Let's play the trailer.
No pun.
True Love Films present Yoga.
Just kidding.
So we don't get.
You just lost it.
No, we don't.
I think she's gonna.
It's all joking.
Okay, so no, you don't even have to play it. Let me describe it for you. Okay. Now you've got a taste of it with that music. So you got True Love Films presents the workout video, and blah blah blah, and it's all of you girls in your workout clothes, stretching, getting ready for some yoga.
Yep.
And then. And this, for most of the trailer, it's that. And then the last probably 45 seconds, all hell breaks loose and everybody's fucking on the mat. And then at the end, it's like, from the master of romance, Jim Powers. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Please, yeah.
It's the undisputed king.
Undisputed king of romance.
It's like boxing or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's a war out there.
So who declared you the undisputed king of romance?
He did. Duh.
Your wife?
No, actually my editor did.
Okay.
So he was cutting this stuff and, I used to have that reputation, with the gag factors and the white trash whores. I used to do the tough love,
Blackjack City.
Yeah, all this
flat
stuff.
My bitch up.
Exactly. I would shoot all that type
that
of stuff.
Fun.
And then I'm like a chameleon. I'll roll with things. And so I just put all that energy from the Bukkakes and everything into making the ultimate love movie. So.
Okay. Is that what you're doing now? I mean, you're doing it all, but I mean, is that like
you shoot a tranny, you shoot a love movie, whatever, just rolls along. So,
but you're kind of doing stuff, but you're doing stuff more for couples to watch together.
I do a lot of couples stuff now.
But what besides Yoga for Lovers have you shot?
Well, I have a new movie coming out. Well, Rose is in it also called Summer Lovers.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And
it's very cute. Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
It sounds like a Grease parody.
What's the recent inspiration?
With
for
me?
All the romance.
Yeah, who's inspiring all the romance?
Oh, they're paying me, that's why.
Oh, okay.
The money is very, very inspiring.
Okay. I getcha.
So you start in porn, you start with anal. I mean, you went right to it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I don't know.
And do you mind me asking how old are you? Because
I'm 22 years old.
That's what I thought something. I was going to guess right around there, very young. And you look a little younger than, you look probably 19.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
That's great in this business. The younger I look, the better.
Right. Well, she looks 14, but that's okay. were you scared? You just like, okay, I'll just have some strange guy fuck me in the ass. I'm in LA. Why not? That's what happened to Josie when she first moved here.
I had done a few shoots
in
Florida before I had come out to LA. Okay. So, and I'm also an exhibitionist. Like, I like being watched. Like,
right.
I tell people, like, all the orgies I've had off camera. Like, I probably have crazier, wilder sex off camera than I do on camera.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jim's shaking his head. Yes. Do you?
Yeah. I'm a freak.
She is. She's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm all into bondage and BDSM, and I like getting beat up while I'm having sex and crazy orgies. So that hasn't happened on film yet.
But she looks so sweet and innocent.
I know. I'm like the epitome of like lady in the streets, freaking the sheets.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's Jim's new video. So
yeah, let me write that down.
New feature.
So I think yoga and porn go together like peanut butter and chocolate.
Well, it's made for it. Anybody that's ever gone and watched, like, I've taken yoga courses and so forth, or classes or whatever, and you're watching the chicks, you know, bend down in front of you or whatever. You know.
Downward dog is definitely a... I'm about to get plowed.
Right,
exactly.
And Josie's
there's
getting
even a plow position.
There is a plow position.
Love it.
Because you narrated it.
I did. I was lucky enough to get to watch everyone take their clothes off, and I got to narrate their very sensual yoga moves.
Can you give us a sample of that sensual narration?
Oh God, I don't even remember some of the things I said.
Here, look on the back.
Right, Riley's in the downward dog position.
Right, the back.
I'll read the back.
And there's Paul slapping her in the face. And
well, I did all the solo. The solo.
Oh, okay.
Interest.
Yeah, she's like.
Release Kundalini. And I can't even talk right now. Kundalini. I can't even say that word.
Reverse Kundalini.
Release Kundalini energy as you stimulate.
She needs to be watching it in front of her.
I have to be watching it. And
you can
also
take off your clothes if it'll help.
I have really bad eyesight, too.
Okay.
Well, don't read that. I just wrote that. That's
okay. That's okay. We'll do it. Maybe we'll do it later.
Slowly open your pelvis and ready yourself for your lover entering you. Like little stuff like that.
Wow. Wow. Because Josie's studying to be a class 2 yoga teacher. Yeah. So I figured I saw yoga porn. I said we got to have him on the show.
Perfect.
So you were in yoga class. That's basically you're like, I should put this into porn.
Yeah. No, I was taking yoga classes. So
and you're aware of the other, because I've seen nude yoga before. There's a Yoga Undressed and other yoga companies.
Yeah, all this stuff actually exists. I mean, there's hot yoga. There is all this stuff. There is nude yoga.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so.
Right. But this is the first time I've heard of. Yoga porn, yes.
Well, it's, you know, we do it really, it's done really classy and it's pretty stylish. Right. Even, and we do the pops in the face and stuff. We don't want to make it, I think yoga should end with a cum in the face. You don't want to be dripping it out of your snatch on the floor while you're trying to finish yoga. It looks better if you're coated on the face and you go into corpse pose. And you just lay there and relax.
And then you enjoy it and
let it seep in.
Very, very relaxing, actually.
Was it very meditative?
The shoot was actually extremely relaxing and I loved it. And it was it's very intense. Connection with your partner. So that's why I liked it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you done yoga with your partner? You're married, right?
I'm married.
Okay. Have you done yoga with your wife? And
no, neither of us are that flexible. No.
but
somebody would get hurt.
Right.
Probably me.
Right. But Rose, so how long have you been doing yoga?
I got into yoga like a few years ago and I'm getting into it more and more. Like, I've been going to Bikram yoga lately and that is intense. Like I usually never
sweat.
That's
the hot yoga?
Yeah, it's a really hot yoga, like 100 plus degrees. You're like dripping sweat and they don't let you drink for like the first 30 minutes. And
right.
It's really intense, but I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no cum on the face.
There's no cum on the
cool
face.
You off.
Unfortunately, yeah. I need something very refreshing afterwards. a nice refreshing facial.
so, So did you have a hard time finding, I imagine not, but porn stars that are actually that proficient in yoga that they could do this? Or did you really care about the proficiency?
No, I tried to find, in fact, when I first met her, here's what started the thing. When she was doing the full anal Nelson and the moves she was doing, you know, whoa, she could be the girl for the yoga movie.
Right.
And then I'd done some tease stuff with Riley Reid on the beach before for this one-on-one show that you see on the, I do a lot of this tease stuff nowadays,
right,
too.
Right.
And Riley, we did some yoga stuff. And the other girl she was at was so bad, who's gorgeous. And I realized, well, this is going to be hard finding four of them. The other girl, Lee Alexis, I called agents and so forth trying to find who do you have that does yoga. Mm-hmm. I actually call around. Who does yoga? Who does yoga? She was actually, what is she, Romanian?
Romanian gymnast.
Yeah, she won, you know, 5 or 6 years in a row. She was the top, like, when she's 8, 9, 10, 11, wow. 12, or whatever it was. Was the champion.
Her parents just must love yeah. that.
But that is...
Forget the parents, amazing. Though. The Romanian she government, is. I'm sure, loves that.
And that was Lee Alexis.
Right.
And wow. Then the other girl that we had wasn't... She got stuck or playing or something, so I did bring in Carmen Karma fairly late into the thing, but she...
Well, great name.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. and I figured the name, it seemed like, okay, and she's kind of like that type.
She's like fitness. She's very fitness-oriented.
Very fitness-oriented.
Right.
So she worked well in it, too. So right. I did, and the guys I tried to get, too. I tried to get guys like, you know, Christian, who could, right. you know, Filthy Rich, these guys that could do the yoga type of fucking and, you know, not just be like humping, right. you know, horn dogs on the girls.
Where was I during this audition?
Yeah, but, where were you at?
I don't know, but... So the video now, is there an actual workout on there?
Yes.
Or, okay.
In fact, you can work out, and that's what Rose was saying. She came and did the voiceover afterwards. We cut it into where each girl, I take this whole tease thing, and they do a workout where you can work out with them.
Right.
And you have your choice. You know, and perhaps the guy doesn't want to be working out and doesn't need to know that you have to relax your breathing and drop into downward-facing dog. He just wants to enjoy the naked girl doing yoga.
Right. I'm sure there's going to be some people like that.
But perhaps somebody would like to work out with Riley Reid or whoever and do the... Right. I wouldn't recommend you do the Lee Alexis one because you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah, that is for advanced users.
So there's beginning, intermediate, and advanced workouts.
Yeah, it's mostly for gymnastics teams.
And there's, and there's beginning, intermediate, and advanced fucking.
Yes.
Exactly.
But if you got two people that are in decent shape,
yeah, well, all the guys in this were in good, we're in really good shape too. We're good at it.
So you can do a regular workout, and then you can get your partner over and do a different kind of workout.
Exactly,
that's great. It's genius. Why didn't anybody think of this before?
Well, I'm sure people have done yoga sex tapes. It's just nobody's done. I haven't seen a decent one, and that's when you probably looked into it. There really isn't.
Right. I haven't seen any yoga porn where they continued the yoga feel throughout the actual sex. Like it's usually like, watch this girl do yoga. Okay, let's fuck her really hard.
And then it's gone.
Then it's all gone.
Yeah, I tried to make it like when you get some of these, there's so many of these yoga DVDs and websites you can watch this stuff.
Right.
And I tried to make one where you get that feel throughout the entire scene, the 25, it's a workout. I mean, if you want to go through the whole length of the thing, it's, and the whole time, they're pretty much trying to, they're staying in character. So it took a while shooting some of this stuff because I didn't want to just turn it into drop her on the floor and fuck her missionary. You know, it had to all be done while you're stretching.
So there was some character development during Yoga for Lovers?
I'm sorry?
There's character development in Yoga for Lovers?
I don't know if there's character development, but, you know, it takes specific type of character to do it. There's a lot of discipline.
Did Jim get you over and like, okay, no, wait a second. Now, you are a young yoga teacher. And Christian is your student, and he's not doing it right. You're going to have to get like that? Like, kind of. What is
not for this? Not for this one. But I've actually done like fetish porn. And one of the scenarios where I was a yoga instructor, and the guy was really new, and I was like a total bitch to him, and then he hypnotized me. But that's completely different.
Wait, he hypnotized?
Yeah.
And then fucks you.
And then fucks me, yeah.
He hypnotizes the yoga instructor.
I know. Hypno porn is really funny, like hypno fetish.
Wait! I haven't heard. Is this a new thing? I don't know about this hypno porn. Are you? Well, Jim knows about everything.
Well, it's just like roofie porn. Same theory,
yeah.
right?
Like it's really funny. Porn? It's really funny. The entire clip. Like most of the time, my eyes are rolled back in my head. I'm like this. Like
it's from Japan.
You never seen this stuff?
I don't watch a lot of porn.
Have you seen that?
I gotta hang out with you.
There's this stuff in porn in Japan where they'll walk up to the girl with a stopwatch. Have you ever seen this time stoppers? And I'll go like click, and you freeze, and I take off your clothes, and I fuck you and everything, and then I with cum all over your face, I go, I walk away, click, and you've basically been raped and you don't know it. But yeah, keep in mind, I've Japan, there's all the fondling on the subways. Right. You know the stuff they do. It's the same Japan's type of thing.
Josie came from, she was in Japan last year.
Oh, so you probably had it done to you.
Yeah. But I was just there for a day.
Did you wake up at all with a loss of time and semen on your face?
No.
that's what LA's for. But
I was in the Harajuku district and I saw a lot of Hello Kitty.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I know.
It's like demonic.
Well, because you do a lot of porn parodies. I would imagine with your fascination with Japanese culture, Hello Kitty porn parody is not far behind.
Yeah,
You did Marsha's Twat, a Triple X Brady parody and other porn parodies.
Yeah, that was good.
Halloween, the Triple X porn parody.
That was really good.
50 Shades of Grey, the double Triple X adaptation.
Universal sued me on that, yeah.
Right. American Werewolf in London. Did they really?
Yeah, that's why you can't buy that one. Try to buy it, you can't get it. It's gone. Oh, Universal put a kibosh on that one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's gone. That's too bad.
And I want you to make my ass pregnant?
It's just anal.
That's right here.
Yeah, it's anal cream pies is all it is.
Anal cream pies, okay. Yeah. Well, it's weird because, now there's no real video stores and everybody's streaming all this stuff online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you keep making money at this?
Oh, I keep on just trucking along. You know, I've been doing horror movies also lately. I've been shooting
You were telling me about that.
Yeah, just recently I'm completing a movie right now called Betrothed. Actually, it's on the IMDb. You can pull up the website
right.
Another one called Headshot. So I've been doing horror movies as well. So
Have you had any horror movies that have been released yet? Or
there are just one. I still have to finish shooting. I just finished shooting it 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm saying, so you're starting to get into the...
Yeah, so I have two
movies
right now. I'm about to go into my third one.
Okay.
Are you doing this for yourself, or did someone hire you for it? Is that how...
No, I got hired. You know, this is Hollywood. Okay. You spend other people's money.
Hopefully.
Was this your script or something you developed with somebody?
I was brought in strictly as a director on the last one.
Okay.
He knew I could get it done in a timely manner,
right?
Cheap, and so I can pull it off. And the other one I did write and direct, and also produced as well.
And you did the Triple X Halloween parody,
yeah.
Which I can just imagine what that's all about. I can just Michael Myers fucking all the girls.
Yeah, that one. It's probably one of my favorite movies I've ever made. Smash. I shoot for Smash Pictures, and they've let me do some really good movies. So. That one, I really try to do a lot shot for shot like the original Halloween.
Oh, wow. So it's like the point of view and then...
Yeah, I did all this stuff. Like when the scene with PJ Souls or whatever, she's in the room. That Lexi Bell plays the PJ Souls character. Right. But I did the whole thing where he comes in, wearing the ghost thing. And, a lot of those shots are in the movie. It is the original Halloween. By the way, which if you watch them, it's a really easy movie to shoot as a porno. I mean, the sex scenes are laid out for you.
Right.
They're literally laid out for you in the movie.
Right. Does he fuck her in the closet and the hangers and the whole thing? Or?
Well, what we did is Michael Myers does have sex with the...
Jamie Lee Curtis character.
The Jamie Lee Curtis character. So I obviously at that time, you didn't know they were brother and sister.
Right.
So
is that a big reveal at the end of the?
No, we didn't reveal it, but she does. But she thinks it's her boyfriend who's in as the ghost.
Okay, here's a question. Now, does the Dr. Loomis character fuck anybody?
Yes, he fucks the nurse. Remember when he goes to get Michael at the beginning of the movie from the insane asylum? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get there a little early, so they're fucking outside in the rain. Well, actually, it was raining that day, and we're shooting him outside. And then a Michael Myers, all of a sudden, they see all the crazy people walking around have escaped, if you remember what took place in the movie.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Michael Myers comes running up over the car, trying to get them through the window.
Bloody hell, if we weren't fucking, Michael Myers wouldn't have escaped.
Right.
I have a horrible English accent. But so it seems like the last time I was at Hustler store and looking at over the videos, the parodies seem to be the big thing now. It seems to be a real big thing now.
Yeah, I mean, parodies, I don't know if this year it's as big as it was a couple of years ago, but, let's face it, you're looking for something that's going to get people's attention, and people like something that's familiar. They want to see, whoa, how'd SpongeBob fuck? So whether you're buying it to jerk off to or whatever.
Did you do a SpongeBob parody?
I did not do SpongeBob. I'm just giving that example, or whatever it might be.
Because the first porno movie I ever rented on my own when I was a wee lad of 18, I've said this on the show before, was a parody of Married with Children. And this is before the parodies were big, and it was hilarious. Because they did the song, and they're like, This, I tell you, brother, don't fuck Kelly without a rubber. It was hilarious. and then, like, I didn't see parodies, like, again. And then one time I was at the hustle store. It's like Batman. They got everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every movie that's out. Like, yeah, Transformers, all that shit.
Well, for a long time, you couldn't do it. In the early 90s, there were a lot of the studios really went after the parodies. There was the mm-hmm. Splatman. Some of that stuff came out. And
right.
Warner Brothers hit Heatwave, and I forget who the other company was, immediately with cease and desist lawsuits, and they just pulled these things. It's like right. Nabisco going after Al Borda when he did the Oreos, and he designed the whole box of the VHS right, like right. it was Oreo cookies.
Right.
You know, because people could make a mistake and buy Oreos versus the Oreos they're buying right, for the right, kids. Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
Because they're right. usually right next to each other.
Right.
But they would go after them, and so for whatever reason, all that litigation stopped. So...
Oh, is that what happened? Okay, because yeah. I was going to say that like a couple of years ago, there's just like a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's like a lot of that stuff, they just stopped the litigation on it. I mean, I'm surprised. Right. You think Marvel or Warner Brothers or some of these people to go after these characters, like
right.
Spider-Man. I mean,
right.
Who knows?
But, I mean, actually Comic-Con's coming up, and that's the other thing. Rose, I mean, you're into cosplay, you're into...
I am.
Yeah. you're a big kind of sci-fi geek.
Yeah, I'm...
As is every woman I meet these days, apparently. I for my whole life, I didn't meet one woman that's into comic books or sci-fi or anything like... And now, oh, yeah, I love it.
Well, and, I'm, like, I just got tired of, like, not indulging my interests. So, like, now I'm, like, really starting to get into sci-fi, and I've always, like, admired cosplayers. I'm like, why the fuck don't I do it? Like, I'm just going to do it. So I did my first cosplay, like a first official cosplay recently at SuperCon in Miami. I was Meryl. I'm like the little blue mouse Pokemon character.
Right.
That came out fucking adorable, of course.
I know. I researched it.
I don't know if I'm going to go to Comic-Con when I go right. back, because I think I would only be able to go the last day, so I probably won't cosplay for that. But I'm working. I want to do a Crash Bandicoot cosplay. I want to do a bunch of League of Legends stuff, and I would love to do Seven of Nine, just because right. like I love Jerry Ryan.
Okay,
I love
so you're a gamer too.
A little bit. I'm starting to get back into it. I used to game a lot when I was a kid. I used to be really into The Sims. Like I used right. to be a big PC gamer, but
right.
I really want to start playing League of Legends. Like I've watched my friends play it. I love the heroes that they have on there, and I'm just like, I really want to play this. I actually went to Anime Expo right when I got back into town in LA, and
okay,
I actually,
so you're into anime too.
Like no, I'm not.
Really?
The guy I'm dating is into it. I'm like, oh, you're really hot and you're really funny, so I guess I'll give anime a chance. Like, I'm not. I'm trying.
Dressed like
he's
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, dressed like her.
Yeah, no, he's not. Thank God.
No, but he's into girls with really big eyes. And you kind of.
He really. He
if
likes
you bulge
the
your eyes out, I can see you maybe being. A,
yeah.
See,
that's like kind of anime for thing. Him. He'll yeah. love it.
No, he likes the stories in anime. He doesn't like the fan service. He doesn't like the big tits. He actually hates big boobs. It's really funny.
What's the matter? What is,
nobody
is he
hates
American?
Big boobs.
He thinks they're gross. Like he's like that's
what?
Disgusting. I'm like, okay.
I dated someone that was like that.
Yeah. You with yeah. your enormous tits dated somebody that didn't
yep.
like big tits.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, why are you dating me?
Right.
It's like, I don't know.
Meanwhile, me yeah. who loves enormous tits, get out of here. Forget it. But me, yeah, I would appreciate it. But I mean, you've got solid Bs. They're nice.
Yeah, they're nice. They get the job done.
I'm right, right?
Yeah.
Solid Bs.
Solid Bs, yeah.
Solid Bs, yes. I'm pretty good
so
at that.
So would a C be too big for him?
I think he would be okay with it, but he's just like, he doesn't like big boobs. He just doesn't like them.
Well, there's anime
know.
Without big boobs.
Yeah.
So he jerks off to Japanese cartoons.
He doesn't jerk off to. He does not jerk off to Japanese cartoons.
Like
yes,
he'd tell
does.
You.
Yes, he does.
He would totally tell.
Obviously,
me.
Has problems.
He's fine. He's great. He's great.
He's good looking. He's funny. Did you meet him in Florida? Or you met him here.
I met him out in LA. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll bring him to the show tomorrow.
He's an actor.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. Is he a porn actor?
No.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's a regular actor.
Yes.
Is he a famous actor?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay. So
he's very new. He's very new to acting. He's the past few years he's been out here. He's been doing script editing and reading, and he's done prop masters and stuff like that. So
he's
now
he's a production assistant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he does little odds and
bring him to the show tomorrow.
Bring
him to the show tomorrow.
He doesn't like to be involved with me in my work.
Well, no, I said bring him to the show tomorrow so that Josie's humongous breasts scare the shit out of him. That's
yeah.
what I want.
I'm just terrified. I'm just like,
yeah. He gets repulsed.
Look who I met. It's my new friend Josie.
Look at them.
So wow. So
he dragged me to the anime.
You met an unemployed actor who's into anime in L.A. That's 1 in a million.
You make
right
him
there.
Sound so awful.
Well, I'm trying to hit on you myself, and so I'm trying to kind of angle in there because you're beautiful. I love redheads. I've always got a thing for redheads. You're a little too tan for me, to be honest with you. But
thank you for calling.
I like pasty white girls.
Yeah,
she was
very pasty when I first met you.
Yeah, right. I've
seen pictures of you with the pastiness. You don't like the tan, or you don't like the pastiness?
I like to be a little more tan, just because I feel like my skin looks a lot better. When I'm pale, I just feel like gross.
No, trust me, you're not gross.
I know.
Yeah.
Photographers love it when I'm pale, because then like I just shine, and I see myself in video. Like, ooh, no, I need a tan.
No. So what? I mean, I said this about Sasha Grey when she was here. You don't have the typical porn star look, and Jim probably knows because you've been doing porn since the 90s till now. Now, because I stopped watching porn a while ago. I every now and then I'll watch, somebody will put some on or whatever. But you don't look like the what I think of a porn star is like Jenna Jameson, Franken body, big tits,
like
blonde,
processed.
Yeah, right. The orange skin, and that was the standard for a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's sort of a certain extent still kind of is. No, mm-hmm. That's why I like her. One, she can act, and she does look different, very natural body,
mm-hmm. Right?
And yeah,
but it seems like their porn's getting away from that sort of like. Plastic surgery, real sort of, or it's not.
Well, porno now, it's like the girls typically are covered in tattoos.
Right.
The typical mm-hmm. porno girl.
You can't really do, and you got some, right?
I have one that's in progress on my side.
Right. I thought I saw one. I did some research.
Yeah, it's from my right hip to my rib cage.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is that?
It's roses. I'm going to have 5 in total. Right now, I just have the one rose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jim. Go. You were saying.
Oh no, I was just saying you were asking what they look like. So they're covered in tattoos, pretty much. You get a lot of. They'll start doing more of the lip injections and stuff like this, like these, the bigger mm-hmm. lips. You see a lot
right.
of that.
Right.
The boob jobs. I think it's just because the girls don't stay in porno as long as they used to.
Right.
So, you don't see them get them. You know what I mean? Who knows if they get them or not when right. they hook up with whatever biker they marry. But you don't know what ends up happening mm-hmm. to them. So a lot right. of those girls, the older girls,
or unemployed actor,
they just had they had a longer lifespan, so you right. could see what they developed into. I think.
Right. So, but I mean, it seems like it's going towards a natural look. But like I said, every girl has tattoos now. You can't get around it. It's kind of one of those things.
Well, they give them out in junior high. I think it's a course you have to have them. It's mm-hmm. almost right. like getting back in the old days when they'd give you the measles shot.
I know,
or
like half the people I met with, the girls that I met with tattoos, they're like, oh yeah, I got this when I was 16. I was like, how? How did you get a tattoo when you were 16?
Hey, Chelsea, remember when you started getting tattoos?
Yeah.
Remember when you were like the only girl with tattoos?
No.
But at one point,
in the punk rock scene.
No, but at one point, it was a little more unusual. If you walk down the street with tattoos, mm-hmm. it looked weird. Those days have passed.
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty acceptable for at least 10 years now.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, it was only the punker girls.
Right. And you're in the punk rock scene, too.
Yeah, so that's why I remember that there was this girl I met 1980. I never got a tattoo, and I was all into like the Oi scene when that first came over, and everybody's starting to get the tattoos around 81, 82. And this one girl that worked down at some, tattoo shop came over and was giving everybody their punk rock tattoos, the skulls of the Mohawks and all
the
that
white flag.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Right, but I just couldn't decide what I wanted to put on me. It was going to mean so much in 20 years. That's what I was worried about because I changed my mind so much. So that's why I never got a tattoo. And then, next thing you know, I'm like, now what am I going to get a tattoo for?
Right.
So I never did it. Although I should have. I'm into the same bands I was into then. So.
Well, let me ask you a question. I was going to ask this about Frankie Loyal when he was here. What's the difference between Oi and Ska? I'm still not sure.
Oi was more of like the working class punk movement, whereas the original punk movement that dropped in with New Wave was more arty type of thing. It was very artistic, and you were yelling, screw the government, but it was more of in a very arty, fashionable way.
Right.
Whereas the later movement that came out, like the Cockney Rejects and Sham 69, a lot of those bands, and even the hardcore scene that developed out here, was more of an angry, hey, we've got no money, fuck the system, we don't like music the way it is.
Right.
It was much more of a streets type of thing, whereas it was so much different than the early, like when, the Ramones and the Dickies and all those bands first came out. It was a much, much more angry movement.
Right.
And that's what the Oi stuff was. The ska movement was, kind of dated back to the old Jamaican stuff that came over from the 60s, and the skinheads were doing it. The skinheads in the 60s and the mid-60s in England
and
were all in the... were all into. There was no racial thing. Because when I was first into that stuff, the ska stuff, it was all the black and white stuff. So it was like the ska Jamaican island music.
Right. So, Rose, you were going to say something, and I rudely interrupted you. Your unemployed boyfriend's going to smack me in the mouth.
No, I was thinking about tattoos. I was like, it doesn't matter how old you are to get tattoos. I think my dad got his first one when he was 50. He got his first tattoo when he was 50.
So I should get one.
Yeah, if you want to get one.
And your dad apparently gets laid a lot, so that's good. So that's encouraging. All guys over 50, please get a tattoo.
My mom's a hot lady.
So what did your dad get for a tattoo?
He has a Celtic.
Fuck the government.
No, he has a Celtic cross on his back that's the size of like about a steering wheel. But
That's wild for his first tattoo.
Right. Well, because he's always wanted one, but he started going bald, and he was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do the whole clean cut thing. And then he turned 50. He got that. And now his goal is when he retires.
This is probably gonna piss him off more than your other stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care if she takes it up the ass. Don't tell people about my tattoo of midlife crisis.
Does he have a Harley now too? Is he driving a bike?
He has a bike now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was the deal though. He had one before all of his kids. And then my mom was like, you're getting rid of the bike. And then his deal was once we all graduated or were almost done with college, he was allowed to get a bike again. Now we're finally all out of college.
Right. And he's tatted, has a bike, he's drinking beer. Yeah. You get
home. And he's still with your mom.
He's still with my mom
for now.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
Oh, good.
They're solid. Yeah. But he wants.
That's what your sister's father.
He's
said.
Insane. he wants to get the tattoo extended across the entire span of his shoulders, down to his ass crack, and then up over his skull. Like he wants his skull tattoo.
Like he's wearing it.
What is he?
I was gonna say, what is he?
Is he a preacher? I mean, what is he?
Is he planning on going to prison?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Is he an office manager? Like, what does he do?
He's he's in higher education.
What?
Oh. Higher education?
Yeah.
And he wants it on his head?
He says after he retires.
Higher education is in...
He works college.
He's a university
professor,
that's right.
He's a university professor.
No, he's administration. He's like vice president in Texas.
Oh, so he's a dean.
Oh, in Texas, too. Yeah.
Well, at least he's getting across. At least they'll approve of that. So where do you want to go? Like, what are your long-term goals?
My long-term goals? I'm still kind of trying to hash that out. I mean, I have the degree, but I don't really
What is your degree in?
Exercise science.
There you go. I said that we were talking in the lobby. This should be your thesis right here.
It should. That would be a great thesis.
How to do the downward dog and blow a guy at the same time. That should be your thesis.
Multitasking.
I could study porn from a biomechanics aspect if I really wanted to.
And I always think of the good questions 4 minutes before the end of the show. Did you have trouble breathing while you were doing your yoga and sucking a guy off? Fucking?
Yeah. If his dick's in my mouth, I have to breathe through my nose. But actually, it's actually a really good exercise for breathing because it forces you to breathe through your nose and you're supposed
to breathe while you're doing yoga exercises.
Yes.
Could you imagine fucking doing that, Josie, at the same time?
If you watch my scene, I pretty much keep up the rhythmic breathing almost the entire time.
The whole scene she did.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did they all do that or just Rose? Or do they all, I mean, I'm sure they all tried, but.
Everyone has different styles.
Yeah, they all had different styles. Like the Leah Alexis scene is much more athletic kind of. Mm-hmm. And Riley's. Filthy, you have to keep on keeping in check, and you have to keep on power fucking her while he's lifting her up in the air. She's a little waif, you know.
Yeah, she's tiny. Right.
And Rose by far was the one that kept the breathing, going. And Riley was really good. Riley does yoga all the time, too, so she was good, but she had a partner that was, trying.
So do you want to go into sports medicine, or do you want to do something legitimate, or are you going to stick with the porn and see where it goes?
I kind of want to see where porn goes. Like, I want to perform for a few years. I eventually want to learn how to produce and edit and...
Jim,
I'm new.
I'm still learning.
Yeah. Right? I mean, this is the guy to learn from, I would think.
Yeah.
I just lost his IMDb page, but yeah. Blackjack City. I mean, all these things he's done.
I know,
all
he's done.
Have you done other ethnicities? Have you done like Latin porn or Asian porn? Or?
Every single one. I've done them all. Midgets, you name it. You know, it's funny.
I got an offer to do midget.
You should do it. The first time
I love midget porn.
The first time I ever directed a porno, the only reason was the director was on acid and I was the producer. I had to take over.
Right.
He was rolling around the floor looking at incense things. I'm like, we're not going to get anywhere if he's doing that.
The director wasn't Art Fisher, was it?
No.
Anyway, so where does the time go? Rose, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
If they want to get a hold of me, you can hit me up on Twitter.
Rose Red Model.
At Rose Red Model. And then you can also just email, hit up my agent. I'm with 101 Modeling. If they want to book me for anything, just hit them up.
Well, I like you, Rose. I think you've got a good career. Did you think of maybe legitimate acting?
That's definitely in the play also. Because he likes my acting.
Because the porn thing is kind of well hidden. People really have to look for it to really know that you are.
Yeah, unless I become like major famous.
Right.
Which, I don't know.
Right. Have you been on legitimate auditions?
I haven't gone on legitimate auditions, but I've done a couple commercials in Florida.
Don't feel bad. Neither is your boyfriend, but...
Hey, he's just getting into it. He's been on the production side. He really likes the production side. He's just giving acting a try.
Stop.
He's
it,
giving
Mark.
It a try. He's like, I don't know, why not? And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he's not even like that passionate about it.
I don't know. She said, good looking, funny. I thought he's very good looking.
He's very attractive.
Oh yeah. Well, there's the difference between us. But Rose, you've been a delight. And Jim, how do we order yoga for lovers?
Oh well,
Undisputed King of Romance.
Well, if you go to Mr. Filth, if you go to MrFilth.com, it sends you over to the page where all my movies are.
I'm going there right now. MrFilth.com.
Yeah, which basically sends you over to my AEBN page. You know, all the movies are up there you can look at. And it's distributed through Juicy Films.
Powersville Video on Demand. Okay, yeah. There's a lot of stuff here. Oiled, Wet and Oiled Nymphos.
Yeah, that's a massage one.
Little White Holes with Big Black Poles.
Oh, that's interracial.
Tramp Stamp. Yeah. Who's the girl on Tramp Stamp? She looks hot with the tattoos and the mohawk and the whole thing.
Tramp Stamp? Which movie?
There's Tramp Stamp right here. Anyway, we'll talk about it later. Your boyfriend would hate this. Big Boob Splashdown.
Oh, that's a very good movie.
Oh, yeah, and the Halloween porn parody. There's Bound, but not the, yeah. So, MrFilth.com. Okay, so that takes you to Yoga for Lovers.
Yeah, they'll find it there.
Okay, and we can contact you through MrFilth.com?
JP@MrFilth.com.
Yeah, JP@MrFilth.com. So, Jim Powers, and you're Jim Powers XXX on Twitter.
Right.
Jim Powers, we got to have you, both of you back on. You guys have been great.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
I told you this is going to be a great show, huh? Josie? I was going to bring
fell
Matt.
Asleep.
I was going to bring a mat.
No, I didn't.
I was going to bring a mat and do some demonstrations, but we don't have time. Josie, how do people get a hold of you?
Just Google Josie Cat, J-O-S-I, Cat, K-A-T, and find me on Twitter.
And also gothcomedian.com, gothcomedian on all social media. Great show next week. We've got Nicole Six and Xavier Axelman. We're going to do a Comic-Con preview, then Sinfist and Kitty Cadillac in 2 weeks. Emery and Heather Henderson in 3 weeks. Josie Cat looks like she's about to ready to cry and puke. So we're going to get out of here. Have a wonderfully creepy week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
My ears are sweating.
I know.